and I'd like to take a minute. Just sit right there. I'll tell you how I lost my virginity to a bomb with dark hair. Now that I have your attention, haha. I will be telling an in-depth story about my first time. It will be very informal but hopefully a good read. This is coming straight from my memory and not premeditated, so bear with me. Thanks for reading. Setting the story. I grew up in a small northern town. Nothing exciting happens. Everybody knows everybody. 100% white, old, simple town. I'm part of a quite large but very close group of friends. One friend had a female cousin, adopted into the family as a baby, who was the same age as us and lived a few hours away in the big city. She came to visit every summer and would hang out with us. She was an attractive girl, but I never thought of her like that until the time this story takes place. She stuck out like a sore thumb around here because not only was she from the city, but she was also not white. Nobody knew what her ethnicity was, but her best guess was black and Asian. Over the years she kinda became one of the guys. Describing her and myself. She was bigger than most girls we hung out with, but not overweight or fat by any means. Just taller, and thicker. She's 5 feet 8 inches 125 pounds, nice long legs, curvy waist, pierced belly button, large C-cups, long black hair that she would often straighten. Perfect eyebrows, cute round nose. She was very outgoing and had no problem holding her own by a shit talk in our group. I was 6 feet 3 inches 180 pounds, skinny frame. Long, lanky, very white. Brown hair, gray eyes. Damn, that description of myself just made me depressed, lol. Things get touchy-feely. Here we are one summer. Both 18 years old now and all grown up. Over the years there was light passive flirting, but nothing crazy. Things like, when the couch was full, she would sit on my lap. Borrow my hoodies. The infamous "I'm cold, cuddle me," things that could be considered flirting but could also just be "girl, that's a friend" stuff. This summer was a little different. She texted me a lot. Even when we were in the same room. Always laying her head in my lap when hanging out or resting her hand on my thigh. She would accidentally rub up against my dick when we would all go to the beach. This time around she really had my attention as well. I was starting to notice how well she could fill out a pair of jeans. It was hard not to stare at her chest while talking to her. She 100% busted me a few times being hypnotized by her tight, big ass in her bikini. That crazy day. Summer was almost over and our group was at the basketball courts playing some ball. She was there hanging out, talking and watching some of us play. I was a decent player, so I was always picked to play every game. 3 or 4 games deep, I'm starting to sweat and fatigue. I drive the ball to the basket for an easy layup and score. As I come back to the ground I land directly on my friend's foot and my ankle rolls over. Rolling around on the ground pissed off and in extreme pain. My ankle swells up to the size of a softball as I hop off the court. Obviously I couldn't play anymore, so I asked if anyone could drive my car with me to my house because I couldn't hit the gas with my ankle the way it was. She quickly volunteered. We pull up to my house and I tell her she can play Xbox or watch TV while I shower because I was gross. I managed to shower on one leg, but when I got out I realized I forgot to grab fresh clothes. So I wrap a towel around me and limp into my bedroom. Things get interesting. I close the door behind me and drop the towel. I go through my dresser for a pair of boxers and as I start to put them on I hear a knock on the door. Hang on, I'm getting dressed. I yelled to the door. The door swings open as I pull my boxers up over my ass. She walks in. You, what the hell? I said, I'm getting dressed, I explained, a little annoyed and defensive. At this point I still had no idea that she was interested in me. All I knew was I was getting walkin' in on while butt-ass naked, haha. I heard ya, that's why I came in. She said with a cute smirk on her face. That ass. She yelled jokingly, confirming that she in fact seen my butt before I pulled my boxers up. I responded with a fake exaggerated laugh, ha. Ha? Ha? Yay, my ass is great but it's got nothing on your fatty. I said, keeping up the joking tone. She turned her back to me and lifted her jean skirt up just enough for her cheeks to peek out at me and said, you think so? You like it? At this point I finally realized, oh my god, she wants to fuck. The sex. My dick responded immediately to seeing her lift her skirt. My chub was now visible through my boxers. I always heard skinny guys have big dicks, looks like it's true, she said, motioning towards the tent I was pitching in my boxers now. If I'm being completely honest, my dick isn't huge. It's probably on the high end of average. but on my skinny frame it looks massive. I try to play it cool. Ah shit, I have to sit down. My ankle is so fucked up. You should sit your sexy self over here too, though I spoke confidently, just trying to get things to the bed, although standing on my feet was killing my ankle lol. So here I am. Sitting on the edge of my bed. I can feel my ankle and my cock throbbing in unison. The flap in the front of my boxers apparently separated as I sat down and my dick fell through it and was fully visible now. Rock hard and dripping pre-cum like sap coming out of a pine tree. She sat down next to me and took over. She took her finger and wiped off some of the pre-cum that is basically pouring out of me now. She rolled her fingers around until it was sticky. She was playing with it like it was a game. She would touch the tip and pull her finger straight back to see how long of a pre-cum strand she should get before it would break. It was kinda hot. She then put that finger in her mouth and tasted it. I lost it at this point. Forgot all about my ankle and stood up. Walked over and grabbed a condom I had hidden in my sock drawer. She began to undress now realizing she won. She got me all worked up and was about to receive her reward. I ripped the wrapper open and threw it on the ground right next to where her t-shirt and skirt ended up. Your ankle is screwed up, just lay down, she ordered. I got on the bed, dick flopping all over making a pre-cum mess. She slowly rolled the condom down my cock and climbed on top of me. Her shoes, bra and thong were still on and I took notice they were all green. She pulled her thong to the side and revealed her perfectly shaved pussy. She gripped my cock and rubbed it along her tight lips until it finally let me enter. I distinctly remember the sensation I had never felt before. Pressure on my dick from all sides. Her pussy walls hugged my guy tight as she started to go for a ride. I was watching her tits jiggle in her bra and was hoping she would take it off. I didn't want to reach up and fumble around with it and kill the surprisingly light free-flowing situation I somehow ended up in. With no titties to grab yet because they were locked up. I slid my hands down her hips to her ass. I gripped her cheeks up and helped her slam it down on my cock over and over. She was starting to moan now and talk a little bit about how we should have been doing this all summer. I agreed and continued to be mesmerized by her pussy gripping my dick so tight. Finally she unhooked her bra and let her tits hang out. They were even better than I imagined. I knew they were big. But her nipples were just perfect. My brain made me involuntarily lean forward and suck her perfectly brown nipple. Not really planned, just compelled to do it, I flicked it back and forth with my tongue and was pleasantly surprised when it got hard. I repeated the process on the other breast. I laid back and took a mental image of what was going on. Here I am with a bronze beauty throwing her unbelievably tight pussy down on my cock. Ass bouncing. Tits jiggling with hard nips threatening to poke my eyes out. It was awesome. I'm now as sweaty as I was before I showered and getting itchy and uncomfortable. I readjust myself and as I do I catch a glimpse of us in the mirrors on my closet door. I can see her from behind now. Long black straight hair flowing down to the middle of her back. It's sleek and smooth. I follow it with my eyes down to where the action is. Her cheeks look even more amazing as they flex while she thrusts on me. I notice how big my cock looks between my thin legs being forced in and out of her. The color contrast of her golden skin and my pale white makes it easy for me to see my balls slightly flop with each grind. My level of horniness gets overwhelming and I can no longer let her do all the work. I scoop her up and roll her over on her back. I pull her thong all the way off now because the feeling of it rubbing up and down my dick got annoying. To this day I'm still not a fan of the pull to the side fuck. Anyway, I'm on top now. Again my ankle pain makes itself known but quickly leaves my mind again after I slide my dick back into its new favorite place. I lift one of her legs up as I begin to thrust. Her boobs look insanely hot wobbling up and down with each pounding. Oh my god, I can feel your balls. She moans as they clap 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 against her skin. My ball sack slapping against her combined with the talking turned us both on. I could feel my balls tighten and recognized I was about to lose control. It had only been a couple of minutes so I assumed it was too soon to come. I didn't want it out in the world that I fucked like a bitch and only lasted 4 minutes. So I intentionally did a long stroke and accidentally pulled out of the wet warmth of her vagina to get my shit together and not fill the condom up too soon with my load. I was shocked when the rush of fluid gushed out over my cock, thighs, and bed. Her legs were trembling. My mind went into a frenzy, holy fuck, she's a squirter, she's coming. I thought to myself. I had no idea she was so close or could come that fast. I realized if I would have just stayed inside her we both probably would have came at the same time. I stroked myself as she moaned and rubbed her clit vigorously to extend the orgasm that I started but almost ruined for her. After a few seconds she slowed down and began to giggle and smile. I recognized she was now satisfied and I hadn't came yet. Mission successful. How do you want to come? Are you ready? She asked as she tried to catch her breath. I thought about how I wanted to come and what would be easiest for her. Truth is, I wanted to pull that condom off and come balls deep in that light-skinned chocolate pussy. But I knew that was not an option, that was thinking with my cock and not my brain. So I settled on tit shot. The idea of coming on her was really hot to me. Can I come on your tits? I asked, not so confidently this time. She motioned me to lay next to her. She pulls the soaking wet condom off and begins to jerk. Again. I paused to take a mental image. Here I am. Laying butt naked with this girl I've known my whole life. Raging boner about to explode. She has her overdeveloped tits resting on my chest. She has nothing on but her green shoes, which I found extremely sexy. Dick in her hands doing her very best to get the poison out. It only took a few strokes before I felt it about to go. Here it comes. Oh God. She aimed my cock at her tits and I fired away. Squirt after squirt came out. It was a huge mess. I came all over her, all over me. All over my bed. Then there was a little bit of awkward silence. We both laid back exhausted. We closed our eyes and chilled for 10 minutes. Almost to the point of napping. The aftermath. Once we got motivated again, covered in our own juices, we talked about what happened. How it happened. Joked. Laughed and decided not to tell anyone about it. We got in the shower and then met back up with everyone at my friend's house. When we walked in, one of them fake sniffs me and jokingly says, "You guys smell like sex." It was a fitting joke because this was the first time her and I were alone for any period of time. We both told him to shut the fuck up and stop being stupid as I limped into the living room on crutches I had from a previous injury. He was just being funny but had no idea we actually just fucked our brains out and covered each other in cum. Nobody in our group knows this happened. I haven't seen her since she went back home after the summer. She did not know I was a virgin and am not 100% sure if she was or not. I didn't feel emotionally attached to her or in love with her. I don't regret it. It was just a very laid-back and fun experience. Not awkward at all. Not at all how I imagined it. I seen losing my virginity going way worse in my head, haha. Oh yeah. Turns out my ankle was busted the whole time. Had a cast for 4 months, haha FML.